Not long after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Magi, also called wise men, discovered a new bright star in the sky. The Magi were far away from Bethlehem, but the star looked very special. They thought the appearance of the star meant that a new king of the Jews had been born, so they prepared for a long trip. They traveled by land, always following the star. They trekked through the desert, always following the star. They must have rested during the day and traveled at night. Day after day passed. Finally, they came to Jerusalem. They began asking anyone they saw, "Where is the child who has been born to be the king of the Jews?" When people looked puzzled, even afraid, the Magi said, "We have been following this bright star and know that this new king is nearby." The people they asked did not want to answer them because they knew that King Herod, who was king of everybody, did not want to hear about a new king. King Herod would be afraid that this new king would take his place. Terrible things would happen if King Herod heard the news about a new king. Word of these travelers got to the advisors of King Herod. It was the custom to greet the ruler of a city or country if you were a stranger there. So when the Magi came to the palace and stood before the king, not knowing that he would be afraid, they asked, "Where might we find the child who has been born the king of the Jews?" King Herod was clever. He didn't let the Magi know he was afraid. He consulted his advisors and then told the Magi, "My advisors tell me that this child is to be born in Bethlehem, not far from here. When you find this baby, come back and tell me where he is so I can worship this new king too." King Herod was lying, of course. He wanted to keep this baby from becoming king in his place. The Magi started off for Bethlehem. The star led the way. In Bethlehem, the Magi found Mary and her son Jesus in a house. They went in and kneeled before Jesus, who was just a little boy. They gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The star had led the Magi to Jesus. Now it was time to go home. Before they left Jerusalem, they had a dream in which they were warned not to return to King Herod. So the Magi went home a different way.